Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting towards the end of the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. We did the first part of the Mechaber yesterday, and we pick up on the very top of Tzadi Omud Beis with the middle of the Mechaber, where he says, V'im ein birach bon arba ksherim. We were talking yesterday about using boards. So we said even the boards, even if they're on their side, on their smaller end, if they are width of four tefachim or more, so then we shouldn't be using them because of concern they can be mistaken for a tikra. But in ein berachavon arba tefachim, if they don't have four tefachim in their width, so then it's acceptable to use them ksherim as kosher eschach. And he says this is true. Afilu heimishupim, even if they're smooth, shedomim lekalim, and they're like kalim, but they're not really kalim, and therefore they're not makabel tumah, and they're perfectly good as schach. Benogu, however, the Mechaber says, and he brings this down from the Torah in the name of the smach, shelo lesach bem klal. The minog is not to use them, but technically they would be good. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Ches tells us, v'yaf al pi shruyin lishiva, even though technically they could be sat upon, v'gam ruyin lishtameh shalem, and they could be used for various functions. The hain, for example, lahaniach ezadavra agabin, since they're flat and smooth, they could be used to place something on them, even though they don't have a real base kibble. Nevertheless, af al pi kein, the bottom line is, ainam makabim tumah, they aren't really kalim, and therefore, while they could be sat upon, they could have something placed upon them, they're not really kalim. And therefore, kivon shelo yichad don liyeshiva, you didn't designate it for sitting upon, which would turn it into a keli, or you didn't designate it to put something on it, which would have turned it into a keli, velo l'shum tashmish, elo omdim lebinyan ol l'schor, but you're leaving them for their purpose of being used as construction material or to sell it. So then, in this situation, v'gam mishum gzeres tikra emem, there is no reason to be concerned that they'll be used as a ceiling because they're too small. Shein regilus l'sachach habayis minasorim k'tzorim, shein ruchovin arbor tfachim, because people didn't use this as a ceiling if it was less than four tfachim wide. So therefore, it doesn't meet the status of being a keli, it doesn't meet the status of being non-kosher schach that could be confused with the ceiling, and therefore technically it is good. However, in Sifkot Mem Tes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who says that the minug is not to use them. Why? So he brings down Dilma, because maybe Asi L'Sachik Be'inyan Shaloye Motar Yochol Le'Reid Shom, because you might use them and seal off your ceiling so tightly that the rain won't be able to get in. And if the rain can't get in, that's a problem. And you can read more about this in the issue footnote number 36, if you have too tightly packed schach, whether that is going to ruin it or not. And he mentions there, shenechliku aposkim bedino, that there's actually a machlokus amongst the poskim in this regard. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Ayin Beis, he now brings down that the Darkei Moshe, in the name of the Agos Maimonios, disagrees. And he says, v'yesh me harishonim shekosu dechayom midino osur, that actually today it's not just nagu, that shalol l'sachik b'hem klal, but we don't do this. The halacha says not to do this. Hold, b'zman hazeh, because nowadays, m'sachim b'teim b'nisorim, she'ein b'hen arbor tefachim. Nowadays, people don't only use four tefach wide boards, they even use smaller boards to make their ceilings, and therefore we have to be concerned even with boards that are less than four tefachim, ika gzeres tikra, that people will mistakenly say, if this is good for my sukkah, so my house is also the same ceiling, and I should be able to sit in my house. However, but he says, the first reasoning we also are concerned about as well, that the rain won't come in. Therefore, bial kain, a lattice type of a schach structure, even though you normally don't make a tikra with that, that's not the way they would make the roofs of their houses, nevertheless, that you make such a lattice structure here, you have to be concerned with the first reason, that the rain won't be able to come in, and certainly the kosher came in something called shindlin. What is shindlin? So in the Tirgum number 2, it says, it's like tiles made out of wood. I'm not exactly sure what that is. In any event, the issue footnote number 37 also has an arichas over here about various types of materials for schach ayin in the issue footnote number 37. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun tells us that we don't have the minhag today to use this at all. Kasu l'poskim, the bishas hadchak, however, under extenuating circumstances, shein lahem bamel l'sachech, you have nothing else. So then, we go back to the original din, mesachin banisorim, then we do allow these boards to be used, afilu kishyesh ben arba tvachim, even if they're more than four tefachim wide, because the whole thing is only a gzeira, that people make a mistake for a tikra, and that's a din de rabbanim, but on the rights level, it certainly would be good. And therefore, better to sit in that than nothing. And this same rule applies in every situation where the rabbis forbade a certain type of schach, but midaraisa, it's good. And if you have no choice then, so at least fulfill the mitzvah on a daraisa level, even though the rabbi said you shouldn't do that. And therefore, Ochein, Linyan Bracha, since you are Yossi on a Deraisa level, but you're not Yossi on a Derabanan level, so there are different opinions in the poskim as to whether you, if you do sit in such a sukkah, which you should, whether you make a bracha or not. And he says, this is discussed Ayin Lekamen and Simon Tov Reish Mentesiv Vav, and as well in the Chidushi Rabashba, Bin Yunenu, Dato Nota, the Yochel of Baruch. And he, in fact, says that in this situation, which is extenuating circumstances, and you are Yossi on a Deraisa level, so then he says you should make a bracha. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simon, sif yotes. We won't finish it today. We'll continue till tomorrow. Sif yotes. The Mechaber writes, Peiras olea sodin mipnei achama. It's obviously giving you some shade from your regular schach. It has to be tzila meruba mechamosa, but it's still very hot and still the sun is bothering you. So you want to put up some sort of a sheet above your schach to protect you from the sun. So if you were to spread out a sheet over your schach to protect you from the sun, you have kosher schach, but now there's a sheet on top of it, or tachtecha, or underneath the schach, in order to collect all the leaves that might be falling. You don't want to have your soup and have a leaf fall into it. So you place some sort of a sod in the sheet underneath the schach that will gather any leaves or schach that falls so it doesn't go in your soup. So in this situation, where you're parasol of sadim mibnei achama o tachdem mibnei anoshar, you're doing this to prevent either the sun from coming in or the schach leaves from coming in. Kolomar shloyu olin v'keisamim noshar al shulchano. So you shouldn't have these leaves or splinters falling into your food. Psula, that is no good. This will make your sukkah not kosher. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Aleph. Ad kan l'shon Mishnah. This is a straight quote from the Mishnah in Sukkah and Sandaf Yud. The Das HaMechaber B'Deir Rishona, and the Mechaber here is quoting the first opinion in the Gemara, the Mnei HaChama Hu Kipashte, that we're dealing here, that there is sun coming in, but Shaisa Sukkah Tzilosim Ruv Mechamasa, obviously it was a kosher eschach on its own. Or Peres Olav HaSadim, and he put the sheet on top of it, Lohagi Sholti Konis HaChama Klav, so that the sun shouldn't come in and bother you. Or Mnei HaNesher, likewise, so that the leaves shouldn't fall in, Hainu Shloyu V'chule, as we mentioned already, that the leaves shouldn't fall in your soup. And in this situation, the Mechaber Paskin, it is Psula, Sivkot Nun Beis, Doho, Kosomech, Komisachech, Umogain, Al Atzmo, Bidovra, Makabal Tuma, because you're doing this over here to protect yourself with something that's Makabal Tuma, and therefore it is going to ruin it, and it's no good. And in the Sharatzion, Osainei said this is the opinion of Rashi, Ubazanicha, Mandemakshual of Tosis. And this explanation over here gets around Tosis's problem, why you should be ruining it for you, that you're being protected from the sun and from the leaves. But he says that you're doing this to protect yourself with the dove of Makabal Tuma, and that is no good. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maso Peres Olea, Sodin Mibnei Achama, he brings down the Taz, who divides it up into three sections, actually. And the first section is that it is no good, Im lo yigia adayin achama l'soch ha-sukkah. The sun hasn't yet come into the sukkah at all. It's just getting near it. And then, even according to the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam, and he's the Yeshomim that we're going to bring down shortly, even according to Rebbeinu Tam, it will be no good. That would be possible. But if the sun has already reached there through the nikveh yaschach, through the holes in between the kosher yaschach, and it's bothering the person, so then even the Deir Rishona that we just said, that says that it's psula, would say that it's mutter in that situation, l'chatchila, because it's clear to everybody, sha'oseh b'sholachama, that you're doing it just to protect yourself from the sun. And where's this machlokes over here between the first opinion bringing down in psula and the next, the yeshomer that we haven't yet said, which will say that it's allowable, keep ligi b'yeshol chocha kitzas. It's only a partial proof that you're doing this to protect yourself from the sun. For example, b'nichlis ha'acham l'socha sukkah v'lo l'guf adam. The sun is coming into the sukkah, but it hasn't yet gone on the person. That according to the first opinion said psula d'lader rishon oposel b'zeh ul rabbeinu tam, that's going to be the yeshomim, ain't oposel. However, but still you shouldn't do this. And that's why he concludes. That's what he says at the end. As we'll read in a few moments. Unless it's clear to everybody that you're doing it to protect you clearly from the sun and not to just make additional schach with something that's no good. And this must be a heck or gomer clearly recognizable. For example, kagon shigia chamal gufo adam v'chana. When it reached the person, then it's clearly recognizable. And otherwise, it's not clearly recognizable. But he says not everybody agrees with this, and that's why he didn't bring this down in the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo hatikav b'Mishnah Berurah la'alocha, because the kamachron chokma lov, there are those who disagree with this taz. And these include the Eliyahu Rabba, the Bigdei Yesha, the Maamar Mordechai, and the Nar Shalom, and they hold that Rashi says that it's also under all circumstances, b'chol inyan, Even in a situation where the sun is on the person, it's recognizable that it's bothering him, he's still not allowed to use this sodden to protect you. Because what difference does it make that you're doing it for a non-sukkah reason? You're just doing it to protect yourself from the sun. The bottom line is you're being mesachich with the dove and the makabel tumah. And Rashi says it's no good no matter what. And the Rabbeinu Tam says it's mutter. Even when it's near the sukkah, you don't need to have it recognizable that it's for your direct benefit right now, but it's doing it for your benefit. It's allowed. As long as it's not being used at all to make sach, but you're using it to protect you, even though you don't need it right now, it's perfectly acceptable. You go and show your sach off. You have enough schach that's kosher, even with the dry out from the sun, it won't ruin it that you don't have kosher schach. So that's the way all these other achronim learn this machlokis. In any event, now we go to the Mechaber and we learn the Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim, as we already pointed out, as you can see in the Be'er HaGolah, Os Ayin, this is the Tosos' opinion and also the Rosh in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim and other posting. This Yesh Omrim is Shesukah Shehi Mesucheches Kilchosa. If it's a perfectly kosher sukkah, and only you don't want, but Yari Shemesh, Shema, Yivash Shachach, and you're only doing this because you're concerned that the Shach is going to dry up, or Yeshua Olim, or that the leaves are going to fall off, and the bottom line is, either because the Shach dries or because the leaves fall off, and you're doing this now to protect it from drying up so that you won't lose the kosher schach and you won't have more chamasa, more space, more non-kosher areas than the kosher areas. And therefore, and the whole purpose that you're doing this is you shouldn't dry up the schach. Or you're putting it underneath it so that the leaves won't fall off, that they'll remain as kosher schach. Here, the schach is being protected by this sadin. In this situation, it's psula. Only then is it psula. But as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, I just mentioned it now. But if you go and do this now in order not to protect the schach, but to protect yourself, or you're doing it for beauty purposes, so then it would be allowed. Now, I realize I left out some words of the Mechaber, so let's go back now and read those words of the Mechaber. And we're in the third line, on again, Sadi Omud Beis, and the Mechaber, which I had skipped, said, Avolim Lo Piris, if you're putting out this sodden, not for your personal protection, Elolun Osa, but for the beauty of the Sukkah, then it's actually Kshera as well. That's also good. But you have to be certain, Hushie Besoch Arbo L'Schach, it has to be within four Tfachim of the Schach, so it's clearly there for Noi purposes and not for something else. And the Mishnah explains, Sivkot Nun Gimel, the Kivan, the heavy Tzorach Sukkah, now it's for the Tzorach of the beautification of the Sukkah, Batil L'Gabon, it's within four Tfachim of the Schach, so it's considered subordinate to the Schach and to the Sukkah, and it's therefore not a problem. But this is Vedavka, Shoshua Sukkah, Tzilos, and Meruv Mechamas, and again, as we previously explained several times, that's because you have Kosher Schach, nothing to do with this. The lav hachi, because if this is making it kosher ischach, so then it's not kosher ischach, and it will be psula. And the pedavka has to be within arba tvachim of the schach, sivkot nundala, the Mishmur says, because the mayor maruchak yosef, it's further away than that, lo batil legabe yeschach, b'chol gavni, then it can't be considered subordinate to the schach, because it's not within four tvachim of the schach. And we've discussed this previously as well, ukadel in simon tof reish chazai in siv dalet. Now we get to the part that I read already, which is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, and that's Sifkot Nunhei in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, Deyazu pligo adami yikora. This argues with the first version that we had, Usvira law, and this opinion holds, the Madis of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Peris Aleo Sodin, Mipnei Achama v'chule, it wasn't for the reason of protecting yourself, it's Hainu Ba'ofen Shetzir Lekame Davka, if you're doing it for your own benefit, then you're allowed to. The batul l'gabi sukkah, because then it will be batul to the sukkah. So it's only if you're doing it to protect the schach that it's no good. And again, if you look at this in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel V'yesh Omrim, he brings down, this is the opinion, Hu Das Rabbeinu Tam, Shuva Betosis, like we just mentioned, Shadaito Me'acha Shekvar Hiktim HaSukkah LaSosa Kilchoser. You made a kosher sukkah. You don't posel it, Ein L'Poslo, by putting on this sheet afterwards, when you're not doing it for schach purposes, you're doing it for the purposes of protecting yourself. Even though this will also make it that the tzel, the shadow, so to say, is more than the sun. He brings down the name of the Beis Meir and other Achronim in the understanding of the Rabbeinu Tam. Dish, foot number 40, does bring down him also Tikra Gabi Sukkah, but if you make a ceiling over the Sukkah, so then the Chazanish says that it certainly is no good, and that would be even according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, because Kivin Shai De Kach, Yotza Mitor Sukkah. Now, you've changed it from being a Sukkah into a house, as opposed to when you just put up Schach that's possible, it's still considered like Schach. The sodden is just a sodden. Raksha ain't no kosher. It's a sukkah. It wouldn't be good for a mitzvah of sukkah, but you have kosher with schach without that. So Rabbeinu Tam would say, therefore, it's good. If you put up something that is no good on top of the schach that you have that's good, so then the Chazonish says, Shema nifsel is a sukkah after Rabbeinu Tam. This may be no good even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it would be like a sukkah, tach a sukkah. Shatach tona psula. It still may not be good. However, Meidach, he says, you're talking Shiraki Shi Sukkah Kishera Agabi Sukkah Tachtona Nifsela Satachtona. Maybe not. So again, this is a Tzarech Iyun. Again, this Bir Halacha goes into a much more detailed discussion. I am the rest of this Bir Halacha. In the next Bir Halacha, Dira Masel Otach Tela, he brings down that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Rotzalom Eshoya Somuch V'Dovuch Latzchach U'Maneah B'Zeh Ha'alan Shol Yuchlu Lipo. He brings down from the Tosfos Yontif that when it's directly underneath the schach and it collects the leaves, so then the leaves still function as the schach, and this way they don't fall down and you still have kosher schach. So if the purpose is to protect the schach, so then it's no good. But if the purpose is to protect you, then it's good, or if the purpose is for beautification, then it's perfectly good as well. We're really quite far along for tomorrow's shiur already, so we'll stop over here, and with this we conclude today's shiur.